Yeah, let's move along with our new Monday segment that wraps the 4 o'clock hour of Crunch Time, which is
again Butter. Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display! I can't believe it courtside. Neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh, my God.
How about another? To center field, number four, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off.
Oh man, is it kickoff time?
By the way,
I seriously, like let's go run through a wall, dude.
Aside from Blazer fans, was anybody more excited about that than Tirico?
Oh my God!
I have never heard that call. I watched that game like with a bunch of Blazer fans, and we were all just so excited that that happened, and just never heard the call. Absolutely, that was the first time it happened. I've ever heard it.
So I don't think he actually says, "Oh my God!" I think he says, "Oh, you got it!" I think that's what he actually says, but it sounds like he says, "Oh my God!" So again, it's this feature, which will happen at this time every Monday. Final segment of the 4 o'clock hour is called "Light 'Em Up," brought to you by Light Me Up Lagers, Hop Valley's Light Me Up Lager, the perfect beverage for the big game. Light, crisp, easy to drink and enjoy. Light Me Up Lager won't weigh you down like other beers can. Nick is a big fan of Light Me Up Lager, by the way.
And all Hop Valley beer.
Light Me Up Lager is brewed with minimal ingredients for a clean flavor. Small additions of flaked rice create a crisp dryness, leading to a refreshing hop-kissed finish. It will be our big performer from over the weekend. Each of us is going to choose one. Who lit it up? That's it.
I like what you got.
Oh, I'm going first.
Yeah,
do it.
Byron Buxton, Minnesota Twins center fielder.
Oh. It's lit!
There we go, there it is.
Shout out Chavvy!
Need some volume
Scott,
for that.
Because it's lit!
Do we need volume for sound effects? Oh, weird.
Maybe. The Twins center fielder against the Blue Jays on Sunday had a spectacular time. 4 for 5, a single, 3 homers, 5 RBI, and a stolen base over the series.
Is that good?
He hit .538, 7 RBIs, 2 for 2 stealing bases. Byron Buxton lit up the Blue Jays.
I actually like the fact that he stole 2 bases.
Just filling up
home
the box.
Home run hitters, you do not see them steal a lot of bases now. They wait around. They'd rather strike out than steal a base. You or me.
It's lit! Shout out, Chavvy!
You gotta stop.
Scott! Because it's lit!
I gotta stop? Oh, that's never gonna stop.
It's lit!
Come on, man. You up or me?
Just go.
I get to go? Okay. I am choosing the Encore Beach Club in Las Vegas because that is the place that Conor McGregor went to after he lost to Floyd Mayweather. And he spent $100,000 at that bar. He ran up a ticket. It's actually, so let's see. I'm trying to, so it's 77,643 euros worth of drinks for his entourage at the sold out club.
What were they drinking? Liquid gold?
What kind of bar charges euros in Vegas?
So I'm just reading the story from the Daily Mail.
Okay.
So they did the conversion. I'm not doing conversion math.
I thought there was some wonky bar in Vegas that charges you euros just because.
I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
So $100,000 tab for Conor McGregor. I know some bars at some like amount of money, they do the automatic 18-20%. So you do the math on that. That's a whole bunch of money for that bartender who got to do that tab.
Wow.
Oh boy.
That's pulling a bit.
That party was lit. That's what's lit.
Yes.
Way better than the Pippin party.
Way better than the Pippin party.
Pippin party.
So yeah. So I'm saying the. Let's see, what's it called? The Encore Beach Club in Las Vegas.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Do that in an Irish accent, I guess.
Please don't.
Because it's lit, boy.
Preferably never do that again.
It's very, very lit.
I'm going to be simple.
Because it's lit!
I'm going just the NFL for dropping the hammer on Vontaze Burfict.
It's lit!
Stop me if you've heard this one. But the guy we've known was as volatile as there was since his Arizona State days. He's at it again. suspended 5 games for his hit on the Chiefs fullback Anthony Sherman. They cited two rules, Section 2, Article 6, defenseless player, Section 2, Article 7, unnecessary roughness. It's like the dude who hit Odell Beckham, Bodie Calhoun. You know, it's not totally dirty, but it's preseason. What are you doing in this case? And for those saying, well, it's because it was him, my response is, duh. Why do you think cops say round up the usual suspects? Your past behavior is completely in play when you commit a violation. But like Jim Carrey said to a constantly in trouble client in Liar Liar, what should I do? Stop breaking the law! You don't want to be suspended? Stop making illegal or even perceived dirty or illegal plays.
'Cause it's lit!
And by the way, like the Bengals having the audacity to challenge that suspension too, that is a dirty hit. I mean,
that's the default in every team in every sport. It's like somebody gets suspended. Oh, we're appealing. It's an appeal.
But they released a statement saying that we watched the film and we saw that it was legal in this way and in this way. No, dude, he was really far away from where the ball was going.
Yep, it was over his head.
He wasn't looking, and you hit him with your helmet to his helmet. That's an illegal hit. That's and the definition.
And I'm sorry, but it's like with Peds guys. And I said this, I'm like a broken record. The ship of benefit of the doubt hasn't sailed. It's been torpedoed and sunk to the bottom of the sea.
Guess what, dude? You don't have that anymore.
It's lit!
All right.
Shout out, Chavvy!
Crazy.
Scott!
Silly.
Because it's lit!
Scott
it's
always lit. Gets a shout out. By the way, I wonder when that Bodie guy you mentioned was born, because if, you know, it was around when Point Break came out. He were named after Bodie from Point Break.
Well, it's Brianne Bodie. It's a middle name.
Bodie.
There's a hyphen involved.
FBI. Again, Light 'Em Up brought to you by Hop Valley's Light Me Up Lager. Homegrown, brewed and canned right here in the Wit. Available on tap and in Tallboys throughout Oregon and the Northwest.
Brianne Bodie Calhoun, born January 21st, 1993.
Bodie, when did Point Break come out? Look it up. Oh, I'm pretty sure it's around then.
It is
I'm pretty sure
then.
It's like 91,
and,
actually.
And by the way, you also have to note that special agent.
I knew it, 1991.
So,
but it's his last name that's hyphened, mm-hmm. So it's Bodie Calhoun. It's not like a middle name.
Oh, I thought it was like a
middle name. I think special agent Utah count. Back then wasn't even in the Pac-12 or the Mountain West. He was in the WAC.
Yeah, he didn't play for Utah, right? Or no, it was Ohio State, wasn't it? I thought
every time I think of Utah, I was like, well,
Johnny,
that was when they were in the WAC.
That's right. He went to Ohio State and got his knee injured. That's why he had
just
to stop.
Never panned out. Although he did wind up a quarterback in that other football movie.
Join the police force.
Which I never saw.
The Replacements.
Looking at the poster for Point Break, Patrick Swayze looks like a guy who would play Patrick Swayze in a bad Lifetime movie channel. Lifetime channel movie.
He does. It's a terrible haircut.
Patrick Swayze looks like he would play.
He is unrecognizable.
All right. That brings us to one of the most thankful breaks we've ever taken in the history of the program.